Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. MV Sage here. I am a certified Reiki healer, a professional life coach, and a professional intuitive psychic. And we're just going to jump right in today with the interview that I have for you. I have the most amazing show for you. Tonight, my guest is Kimberly Ridgway, creator of an interesting product called Ghoul Be Gone and operator of ESP Botanicals. She is a phenomenal healer, paranormal expert, and a real, honest, true-to-life shaman. She's also a real sweetheart. Let's listen to the interview. This is MV Sage here, and today I am speaking with Kimberly Ridgway, a phenomenal person. I'm not sure how to actually describe everything that you do, Kimberly. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. The best way to say it, I am shaman.
From everything I have read about you, that is a perfect description. I mean, you are a paranormal investigator, you are a businesswoman, you are a healer, and you create so many interesting products that are so beneficial to other people.
Yes, ma'am. I walk my walk, and I talk my talk, and I do as much as I can to help as many people as possible.
That is just wonderful. We need more people like that in the world. So my first question, which I like to ask everyone, tell us a bit about where it is that you come from and when you realize that you have the abilities to do what it is that you do.
Well, like most people who are talented, I realized as a child, and my parents didn't understand, and it wasn't nurtured. It wasn't until my 20s where I ended up on the Tulalip Native American Reservation, and I met a beautiful lady, and she came up to me out of the blue, and she said, "All my kids are shit, and I can see you, and you're the one I'm going to train."
Wow.
And from that point on, my life has been something that even if I tried to write about it, people could not understand. Very few people can understand where I've gone energetically and what's going on.
My goodness.
But I have truly connected into something that is a very driving force, a very motivational force, a very healing force. And now I'm being told not only to just help people one-on-one, but to start teaching people.
That's really wonderful.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, the world needs a lot more teachers, I think.
Right, and we do have the power inside ourselves to discern what is correct and what is not correct. And everyone should move towards people they're gravitated to. If you feel like their message is authentic, they have something for you. And it may only be 10 minutes of something for you. It may be 3 years of something for you. But if someone appeals to you energetically, listen to them. Learn from them. And then when you feel like you've learned what you can, move on, grow. That's what this human experience is about, growing.
You know, that's actually very interesting that you say that, because one of the quotes that I love is from Maimonides, who says, "I will accept the truth, and I will listen to the truth, no matter what the source of that truth is."
Well, the truth comes in many forms.
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
One of the messages I received, I make a product that I think you've seen called Ghoul Be Gone. It is made as a novelty. It's a very serious product, but it's packaged. I joke about it, but the thing is, it's a very surreal product. And I downloaded this information from Spirit on how to make it, how to package it. When they showed me how to package it, I laughed. I said, "That doesn't sound serious. That doesn't sound for real." Spirit told me the only way to tell the truth is through fiction.
And I think in the case of working with paranormal entities, a lot of people, they do. I do know that there are many people who have sort of a recreational interest in them, but I also know a lot of people whose sort of casual interest and recreational hobby type of thing has really evolved into something deeper. So I think this really is kind of a good road sign to show people what path they might need to go on or how they might need to go about dealing with whatever types of energy or spirits that they have that they might need to interact with.
Right, and then people go in and investigate, and because they're curious, they want to know,
right,
is there something on the other side of this life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, can I be the one that proves it? Can this prove it to me?
Mm-hmm.
And they go into areas and situations that spiritually are very, very mucky, and then they come out and they don't bother to do anything to cleanse themselves, and they end up bringing these energies home or they attach to them. Paranormal team, before we go into a place and as soon as we leave, we're spraying down with the Golgi Gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because you would not go play in the mud and then not take a shower before you came home.
That's true.
And so when you go into these mucky places, you know, you hold your spirit, you hold your energy, mm-hmm. you bring love, you bring information, you help share information and have this conversation
mm-hmm.
so that both you can learn and grow. But you don't have to bring it home.
Yeah, that was something I actually had to learn during my time doing the work that I have done. I had somebody tell me that I had about a billion little cords attaching me to all of these clients that I had. And I was completely unaware of it, and I was completely unaware of exactly how to get rid of them. And I did. I had to learn how to do that. And absolutely, that's such an important thing, because everything that we come into contact with changes our energy a little bit.
Right. And whenever you, and I have a feeling, you not only work with your client, you probably have the ability to travel to them when they need you.
I've never tried that. I am a Reiki healer, and I do some remote healing, but...
And you're already doing it.
Oh, I'm already doing it that way? Okay.
Well, there's a difference between traveling psychically and doing the remote. I personally do both.
Oh, okay. I was not aware that there was a difference. Can you explain that?
There is a big difference. In our energy field, we have different bodies. You know, we have the astral body, we have the mental body. And there's a difference. We use more of our subconscious when we are traveling psychically.
Okay.
Okay, so we're never actually leaving our body.
Mm-hmm.
When we do remote, we're using either our astral or our mental body, depending on which. That's a whole week-long class, okay, to define which body you're using. However, if you're using either your astral or your mental, or both your astral and your mental, mm-hmm. you go remotely. So you're actually, a part of you is actually leaving your body and going to your target.
Wow.
Or psychically, you're just opening up to the information that's coming through. My guess is the pineal gland.
Mm, okay.
The pineal gland has rods and cones, just like an eye.
Right.
And so that you're using the pineal gland, and you're not actually leaving your body. You're getting the information in.
Wow.
When you do remote, you're actually going there. Completely different sensation. It's more mechanical when you do remote. When you learn how to do remote, there's a protocol.
Mm-hmm.
And once you go through the steps of learning a protocol, everybody can do it every time. Not everybody is psychic.
Wow. That's very interesting. I'm definitely going to have to read up a little bit more on that. I do have some basic knowledge of the pineal gland. I'm not sure if everyone who's listening does, but it is that part of us that we associate with our sort of extrasensory abilities and our psychic impulses. And even though everyone has one, definitely there are people who have sort of a stronger ability to use it and to channel the energies.
Right. Well, it's just like any muscle or any organ.
Right.
The more you use it, the more fine-tuned you get it, the easier it is. And the more stronger it gets. And everyone has a certain level of gift.
Mm-hmm.
That you use them.
Yes, exactly. I feel the same way. I do think that everyone has a certain potential. Some people aren't hitting their potential, and some people can even expand beyond their base potential. The more you use it, the stronger it gets.
I started teaching classes, and I'm taking people 10 at a time to help them awaken to their natural potential and their gifts.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know, in the class, I do go into the difference between, you know, we do exercises so they can feel this is psychic, this is remote. Most of the remote techniques were built on a principle called hermetics, which comes out of ancient Egypt.
Right, yes.
when you study hermetics, which is a huge study,
mm-hmm.
but I bring people a little taste in a day-long class, and I intensify with them so that they can understand a lot of things at once. Yeah, we briefly touch on a lot of things, so then they can decide, I need to go here more. I need to do this more. This resonates with me.
Wow,
and
that's...
We help awaken their natural gifts and their natural abilities and their natural talents. And it's so beautiful to see somebody come into the class and watch them leave. It's so different, night and day.
I mean, this is the kind of information that can really change someone's life and certainly help to shift their energy into a new direction.
Exactly. Open up their talents, abilities, and gifts. And if they just take it and apply it to their household, apply it to their marriage, apply it to their business,
mm-hmm.
or if they actually want to say, well, this is really who I am, and this is the business I need to go toward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I think that a lot of people get this idea about folks who do spiritual work and psychics and people who work with balancing and cleansing of negative energies. I think they don't realize that, yes, we do. We are normal people. We do have marriages and jobs and kids and things to do. And, you know, we're just normal folks. I'm sure a lot of people get really surprised when they speak to you and they realize how down to earth you are.
Well, I am very down to earth. Mm-hmm. I can fit in with just about any group of people.
Yeah.
But then when I start opening my mouth, either I find that they're receptive to what I have to say or they're not. And even if I'm in a group of people and I open my mouth and I start talking about my personal truth,
mm-hmm.
they may not receive me in that group,
yeah.
but yet 50% of that group will come to me at another point in time privately and say, can I talk to you? People are waking up. They really, really, really are. Just ask you a question.
That's funny. Yeah, that's happened to me a couple of times, but I get a feeling it happens to you a lot.
Well, I have this is one of my little side pods. I make a product called Goldigon. Can you imagine the phone calls I get?
Oh, my God.
I allow a deep breath, and then I answer the phone because I never know what's going to be on the other side of that phone call.
So getting back to Goldigon, you had mentioned, one of my original questions was, I was going to ask you how you came up with the formula for it, but you answered that before, and you said that basically the spirits that you have worked with sort of guided you toward the formula to use. So
they wrote it in light on a window.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
It was the most bizarre thing. I was just making soap, and I'm washing dishes, and I'm seeing this being written. And so I decided I need to draw my hands. I need to write this down because this is getting a little bit more than what I trust myself to remember. And I'm just looking at this because some of it was encoded with numbers and symbols.
Mm-hmm.
But, it was part of a puzzle. Like, if you're smart enough to figure it out, you can have the prize. And
wow.
So I figured, and they showed me the finished product. Mm-hmm. They showed me the labeling. Okay. And when I went to the label maker, this was so funny. I kind of gave him an idea of what I wanted. He produced the label exactly as the spirit showed me it would be produced.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That is really something.
And I had a marketing guy one time. He's like, we need to revamp this label. And I'm like, nope, the label will not change.
Yeah, you don't want to make that spirit mad at you.
Hands off the label, marketing dude.
Now, if somebody has a spirit in, or any kind of negative energy, let's say, in their living or workspace that they may not want there, what would you suggest that they do in order to cleanse the space or to get rid of any sort of nasties that are hanging around energetically?
Well, first, everything is about permissions.
Okay.
Okay, if you have permission to be in that space, all right, number one, and that's important, whoever has the permission for that space has the most authority. So whoever's name is on the lease, whoever is buying the building,
okay,
that person has more permission than anybody else. So you've got to understand you're working with 15 different agendas when you've got an office building. So if the person who's signing the lease is has a welcome mat out on the front porch, well, you really can't do much but protect yourself.
I see.
Okay? Or educate that person so that they realize what they're doing. But second, because everything is about permission, say, leave me alone.
Okay.
Do everything in your power to move them to the light so that the angels on the other side can take care of this and move them to the right and appropriate place, because it's not right for them to be hanging out here. They're done here.
Right, okay.
And whatever is keeping them here needs to be resolved for them so that they can gracefully, peacefully, and easily move on to their next incarnation.
Okay.
And then, thirdly, spray yourself with Gulbigon because it's like off.
Well, I will definitely make sure to put the link below for all the listeners because I know I'm really fascinated by Gulbigon, I must say.
We're in a place, and these people had just bought this house, and there was an entity there that was not happy with the people that moved in, and they were having all sorts of problems with one another. And so this team, they've been using Gulbigon for probably 5 years, and they use it every time they investigate. They go in, they spray it, and they tell the spirits, I'm spraying Gulbigon. They, you know, because they talk to them, they have a conversation level with them, and they introduce themselves, they get really comfortable, like, let's sit down, let's get to the living room and talk. And so that they get a lot of EVPs. They're very comfortable with what they do. And so they sprayed the Gulbigon earlier, so they're talking to the entity, and they ask the entity, what can we do to help make peace between you and the homeowner? And the EVP, what was caught, the entity says, more Gulbigon.
Oh, my God. Wow.
You know, this comes from the files of stuff you just can't make up. You know, and that is on my website on one of my videos where I talk about Gulbigon. There's a couple of EVPs on there where the ghosts are talking about Gulbigon. So I think what I got a recipe for was something that maybe they have over there that needed to be brought in over here.
Interesting. Well, that very well might be. If they respond well to it, it's kind of like we use lavender, you know, aromatherapy or something that calms them down.
Right.
Interesting.
Well, I've heard that when they've got, Mr. Meanie Pants, disturbances, they can spray Gulbigon and disturbances stop. I heard people tell me my boss is a real raving, you know, blah, blah, blah. And
right.
They brought it to the office and they got nice.
That is really interesting.
I had one person call me and tell me that they just got their bottle of Gulbigon in and they sprayed it around them and their pain in their back left. You know, this is coming to you, you know, when I answer the phone, I never know what I'm going to get. And I didn't know how to put the two together at the moment that they said this. And I said, well, how do you think the Gulbigon affected the pain in your back? And I said, oh, I used to work in this office with cubicles and the lady behind me just was always hating on me. And
yeah.
I think she did something. And when I sprayed the Gulbigon, it was gone.
Well, you know, people, you have to watch out sometimes because thoughts are actual things. And if you direct negative energy at someone, you may be opening up.
Yeah,
you may be opening up a big problem for them or for yourself. So.
Right. Well, what you create is what you live in.
And absolutely. And you get it back.
Exactly. So I never know what kind of phone calls I'm going to get. And one person told me they brought it to their office.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that called, I could tell that, let's just say they create a lot of thought forms.
Okay.
They're not positive.
Okay. That's a good way to say it.
They ordered the movie on, they sprayed it around their office, and it said they got kicked out. And that Gulbigon work, you know, and I said, well, the label says use it at your own risk. You're the tool that might be gone, honey. Seriously. And I didn't really know how to help her. She wanted a one-pill fix for everything, and God bless her heart, she was doing pills and drinking alcohol and hating on everybody.
Oh,
and
no.
I mean, it was just so much negativity, and I told her that she was going to require more than an hour session. And she's like, well, I just don't have time for all that. I'm like, well, you know, you've got to invest in yourself. This is a lot of work to clear things out. It's a lot of work to get yourself to where you can be calm and happy. That doesn't come easily. It's much easier to be angry and upset.
Oh, yeah.
If you're jealous.
Absolutely. It is so much easier to give in to sort of the negative impulses. I think that fear and anger and hatred, I mean, it all stems from our insecurities, and it really is work to try and be positive and care about yourself the way that you would care about other people.
Right. Well, when you've done the clearing work and you've really got to the core of your issue, because everybody is just a mirror. The only way I can get angry at somebody is because they have one of the same mirrors and they are showing me something in myself that I haven't cleared. So the only way I can get, if somebody can get angry at me, is that I hold that mirror for them and I'm showing them something they haven't cleared.
Absolutely. I could not agree with you more. I think the people who make us the angriest often remind us of something we don't want to think about in ourselves.
And when you clear that, then there's no mirror, you know, there's no way to punch that button in you anymore. But until you get to the clearing, which comes to accepting it and forgiving it and blessing it and forgiving whoever got you to that place in the first place. And you know, just forgiving and blessing and letting it go, and pulling yourself back into the now.
Definitely.
Because if you've got something from your past that's bothering you, you're not now.
Absolutely. You're still living in the past. And it is so hard for people to let things go, but it is so important to do. I could not agree more.
Yes, ma'am.
You had mentioned that when you first got the inspiration, let's call it, for the Ghoul Be Gone, you were in the process of making soap. Now, I did see that you had a lot of handcrafted items in your shop online and a lot of things for spiritual and emotional balance and wellness. And I have to ask you, what other kinds of products do you make and do you offer to your visitors?
Well, I also make the Ghoul Be Gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I have all sorts of herbal tonics, and I have over 120 different products.
My goodness.
Online. Okay, now that doesn't include what I've got and I make for people personally that come for sessions. But I also have ESPBotanicals.com. And ESP Botanicals was started by Tricia Springstead. She's a nurse. She originally did the groundwork with Morgellons and helping people with that. And she has patented a formula, and it's all organic, that helps people with psoriasis and eczema and a variety of skin conditions.
Wow.
And, just the before and afters, when people send me photos or call me and tell me, it makes it so that I know that what I'm doing is right. The more you can get away from the chemicals and pull yourself back to the natural products, the more healing's going to go on deep within and all the way out to your energetic field. And so, yes, I make a lot of products. I make soap, and I make lotion, and I make some beautiful things, as well as the Ghoul Be Gone.
Wow, you really do have your hands in a lot of projects.
Yes, ma'am.
You really do. You know,
and I also teach classes, and I do take a few private clients. I look at it this way. These are my priorities. One, making products, because when I make products, you know, like, say I make 100 bars of soap. With that time, I have helped a lot of people.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Then next, teaching classes. Because with that time, I've helped a lot of people who are going to go on to help more people.
Yeah.
Okay, and then finally, the priority is one-on-one. Okay, I do have a few one-on-one clients. That's not really where I'm going. Where I'm going is where I can impact the most people with the time that I have, and that would be with teaching other people how to use their abilities. I have a few classes, and also helping other people with the product.
That's really wonderful.
That way my time is maximized for the most benefit.
By distributing these things, you're able to help people on a much larger scale. Thank God for the internet.
Right? Wow. Wow. You're right.
Yeah. I have one last question. What can we expect to see from you in the future? Do you have any upcoming projects that you'd like us to look out for?
Well, what I have coming up with the Harvest Moon, I have the youthing ceremony.
I am
in the Mayan Curandera lineage. And this
really?
Is a shamanistic technique which will actually test your body and reverse the clock on aging.
Right, so a rejuvenation.
The Bible originally said we lived 900 years. I did an interview one time. I used to have a podcast with a man named Ben Otto. He works with the banks, and he started investigating things, and he found there are plenty of people that are over 150 years old and living. You know, he researched it. He thought it was fraud.
Really?
Yes. And so now that everything is moving to computers and internet, records are being kept. Okay?
Yeah.
There are plenty of people who have learned to reverse this.
Wow.
The youthing ceremony can be, you can participate by coming to Hot Springs with me, or you can do it remotely. I will send instructions on what you need to do. You just need to have that evening clear so that you can do the time-honored ritual with us as we do it, and energetically I'll reach out to them.
And what date is that again?
Next month's full moon.
Okay.
September 27th, maybe.
Ah, okay. It really sounds interesting. I think we can all use a little rejuvenation.
Right? And you can look at my pictures and you just really wouldn't believe that I'm almost 50.
Yeah, I've seen you. It's absolutely true. Absolutely. You're very well preserved.
Thank you. And I've discovered more techniques to enhance. Do you think this is in the beta process right now? But let me just say, it can be turned on even more, but I think the youthing ceremony is the beginning. You have to start reversing the systems in the body.
Oh, my goodness. We'll have to keep our eyes on you then. And then
in January, I'm working on the dates right now. I'm going to be teaching the temple core healing. Probably it'll be in February. I have a technique that I use to help people where you can remove the spiritual, the emotional, the physical problems. You get to nail it really quickly. You can touch them, look at them, and I show you how to do this.
Really?
And when you nail that form back quickly,
wow,
they just look at you and almost get to tears. And so now you've identified it. Now you get to the point of blessing it, healing it, letting it go, which takes about another 2-3 minutes. I will also have, there'll be different levels to this class. There'll be level one. That'll be more level one. Level two will go into removing vortex expanse from the mind. Okay? And then exorcism.
Exorcism?
Yes.
I guess personal. Passion. Yeah, I would say personal demons.
People who have not gotten to the point where they understand their thoughts and words, they're very conscious of that.
What was it you said before? What you create is what you live in?
So by just saying everything is contractual, you do not have permission to harm me, you do not have permission to influence me, and just get to that stage where you know you have that authority.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Kimberly Ridgway, creator of Ghoul Be Gone and also of ESP Botanicals.
It's been an honor talking to you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. So that's our show for tonight, folks. And I just want to remind you guys that September 6th, Sunday the 6th, at 11 p.m. Eastern, we are doing a live Q&A with psychic reader Ecumenist, and you guys can actually call in and ask her some questions. I'll see you guys then. And remember, if you ever need help figuring out how to make your life more positive and abundant, all you need to do is consult a sage. Take care, everyone. Bye.